We wanted to go into a little more detail. There was an interesting one. The Roosters taking on Manly up there on Gosford on the Central Coast. Some big names turning out for both sides. James Tedesco scored a couple of tries. Let's dig a little deeper to see how things transpired for both sides. Our man Josh Masood from Channel 7 was at the game, and it's great to have him on the line to give us a little pricey of what transpired. G'day, Josh.
Yeah, g'day, boys. It was certainly a really, really entertaining trial match.
All right, well, tell us about the performances of the Roosters. Well, let's get to the start. Jake Trbojevic, 3 try assists in the first 8 minutes, and they led 16-0 Manly. Is that right?
Mate, he looked like the next Andrew Johns. New South Wales have been looking for a number 7 for the last 13 years, and Jake Trbojevic, he played an incredible amount of first receiver, and that looked to be the answer for Manly, how they're going to replace Blake Green. Well, they're going to get Jake Trbojevic to play a bit of that ball-playing role that we probably saw James Graham do with the Bulldogs, but he was even better than that. He laid on the first 3 tries. The best was the last one. He put a sensational inside ball for his brother, Tom, who grubbed it ahead and led to a Manly try. The Roosters didn't even touch the ball in the first 10 minutes. It was 16-0. It was an absolute onslaught. They didn't help themselves. The Chooks either. They gave away a penalty on the first 3 sets as well. Manly absolutely on fire, but Trbojevic, he's ball playing. That's going to be a huge plus for them this year.
And Josh, I get one of the big questions everyone wants to know, I guess, is how did Cooper Cronk slot in at halfback? And, well, obviously Tedesco's had a pretty good game. He scored two tries. They're the two high-profile recruits. And how do they go, Josh?
Yeah, it was a really good test for Cronk. I don't think there'd be too many times in his career at the Melbourne Storm he would have been down 16-0 after 10 minutes without touching the ball. And what he did well was just guide the Roosters back. He talked a lot. He was always gathering the players after tries in the in goal, after tries for the Roosters on halfway. He marshalled them really well. He could have enforced a goal line dropout when the Roosters were on the back foot, but Daly Cherevins brought the ball back really well. I just thought he didn't do anything that's going to make the highlights real,
right,
but he just controlled the team well. He composed them really well. And he had Mitch Cornish outside him as well. He didn't have Luke Keary, so he had a junior player. James Tedesco, the game just didn't go his way in the first 40 minutes. The Roosters were on the back foot, although it was 22-16 at halftime. It was a deceptive scoreline. Manly were by far the better team. Tedesco did do some dirty runs, which impressed me, out of dummy half in his own 20, in his own 40, to get them out of trouble. But then in the second half, guys, he only played the 20 minutes in the second half. He just came to life. A beautiful set play, similar to what we might have seen at the Melbourne Storm with Cameron Smith and Billy Slater following through, except this time it was Jake Friend and Tedesco from dummy half, a little grubber Tedesco, like lightning, scores a try. And then just 3 minutes later, when nothing was doing from a drop ball 20 metres out, he pops a little chip over the top and gets through Tom Trbojevic to score. That was an interesting shootout because there's been a lot of talk about the New South Wales fullback spot. Trbojevic had the honours in the first half, but Tedesco probably claimed it in the second.
Okay, Lachlan Croker, how was his performance alongside Daly Cherry-Evans for Manly?
You barely notice him, which I think is probably going to be the role. It's a service role. We'll just get the ball to the superstars there at Manly, Daly Cherry-Evans and Tom Trbojevic. So he did that fairly well. Barely ran the football. Late in the game, he actually put on a little chip and chase and was very unlucky not to get the bounce. It was well executed. But that was about all I noticed. There was one pass that went to the ground. But apart from that, a pretty good performance. He played the entire 80 minutes. Cherry Evans played 70, so Manly did keep their stars on for longer, whereas the Roosters, Cronk, I think, only played 50 and Tedesco 60.
Great summation of the game, Josh, as always. Hey, Josh, I'm not sure if you listened to the show earlier, but Jimmy broke the news exclusively on the show that he believes that Sonny Bill Williams will be back in a Roosters jumper by the end of, or towards the end of this season. Have you heard anything, Josh? Had a chance to chase that up?
Well, it's a Sunday morning. Give me a break, mate.
I know you're a good news hound, though, Josh. I thought you'd be on the front foot straight away.
Well, mate, I don't need to chase it up. Jimmy bats very well for his exclusives on this show. I do recall Matt Moylan last year, so I'll take that as gospel. But, yeah, that there's been a bit of talk about that over the off-season, and it definitely makes sense, given the fact that Roosters have still that huge chunk to spend in their salary cap after the departure of Mitchell Pearce, so I'd be backing that one in.
There's still going to be an uproar, Josh, when people say, well, hang on, how can you afford Sonny Bill Williams? Because we've already had people today say, hang on, you've got the 3 most expensive players on the market, the Cooper Cronk and James Tedesco, and now Sonny Bill Williams.
Yeah, well, that always happens when you're the Roosters, but that just goes with the territory and they just plough on, don't they? That's worried them for the last 110 years.
Well, the length of the deal would be interesting. And, of course, as a result of that, you might only have to pay him for, what, 2 months or 3 months leading into November, because that's November 1 is when the rugby league season starts, as a contract year starts. So, but then you could front end a lot of it if you do have $750,000 into the cap for season 2018. So there's lots of ways they can do it.
Hey, Josh,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, sorry, Josh. Before I let you go, I'd love to get your early thoughts on season 2018. I know we're still in the trial stage, but who are the teams to beat?
Oh, I hate to be boring and predictable, but you've got to go the Cowboys. It's just they've just got a ridiculous stockpile of talent. I mean, the cynics look at the Roosters. I mean, they probably equally could look at North Queensland. How the hell do they fit Jordan McLean into a grand final team that welcomes back Matt Scott and Jonathan Thurston? Yeah. It's pretty interesting, isn't it? So they're definitely the most formidable on paper, but I just can't write off the Melbourne Storm either.
Yeah.
Brody Crofty was just a clone of Cooper Cronk the other week, just absolutely sensational. They were miles ahead of the rest of the pack last year. Sure, they've lost some players, but I think the gap might be big enough for them to sustain that and at least make another grand final.
Yeah, I think they're the three sides that everyone's talking about, the Roosters, the Cowboys and the Melbourne Storm. Good on you, Josh. Appreciate that, mate.
Always a pleasure, boys. Thanks.